And welcome back. We're on the Michigan Business Network. My name is Michael Melfi, and you're listening to Be Investable.
Welcome back. And for this segment, I'm here with Danny Vessels. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And John and Matt, who are your co-founders, couldn't make it, but they're here in spirit.
Yeah, exactly.
And you guys have a company called Fathom, right? And you traveled all the way from Grand Rapids. So whereas, and we say that half jokingly, because just Danny and I were sitting talking, is most of the cohort is traveled quite a distance, and we were able to keep one of the homegrowns kind of here at TechStars. So welcome.
Thank you. Yeah.
And I think the first thing is, so your company Fathom, which I love the name. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Yeah. So at Fathom, we have created a consumer level underwater drone. So in the same way that you see flying drones all around, we've created one of the first ones in the world that is meant for a consumer to take and explore the underwater world. And all you need is a smartphone for a live video feed right from the drone while it drives around underwater, and you control it on an app.
And what was this the brainchild of it? Where did it come? Are you guys hanging out in Lake Michigan and said we need a drone or what?
Yeah, you know, we actually, I grew up spending some summers on a lake in northern Michigan. My grandparents had a cottage up there, and they used to use it for logging back in the 1800s. And so fast forward 200 years, you have all these artifacts that these loggers dropped in the lake back in the 1800s, and they've now washed up on beaches, and people have them mounted on their walls, and it's, you know, kind of a source of pride for people to collect these type of artifacts. But my grandpa would tell me that there were horse-drawn sleds that would pull logs across the frozen lake in the wintertime, and that some of them fell through the ice and got stuck at the bottom of the lake. So my lake's 150 feet deep in some places. I didn't have a scuba certification. I really just wanted a way to explore and kind of investigate this hidden mystery that I had grown up hearing about. So that's where it came from. And I brought these guys on board, and luckily we're based in Michigan, so Great Lakes State, and we've got plenty of water to test in. And so it's been really fun to kind of be in Michigan and create a company that's so focused on the water and talk to people that are so interested in and invested in kind of this human curiosity.
And so I'm assuming it's a waterproof type drone that can go to all depths of the sea, or is this kind of like a go through the abysses, or what's the...
So not quite to the bottom of the ocean. Typically it's rated for 150 feet of depth. Typically we think people are probably going to stick to 0 to maybe 50 feet deep. And that's where you get the most color, the most light. After that, it starts to fade out. But there are built-in lights on the drone. But typically we think people are going to keep it more shallow and just kind of, you know, in course more shallow waters. Yeah.
And I heard, I want to confirm this, you guys have done something with crowdfunding.
We did. Yeah, we launched a Kickstarter campaign last night. It's actually almost a year to the day. I think yesterday was the year marker of our launch date of our Kickstarter campaign. And so we did that through all of September and raised just shy of $200,000 on Kickstarter.
Oh, wow.
That has helped fund us and push us forward.
So how many people is that are out there waiting for their Fathom underwater drone?
Yeah, it's roughly 420 orders from Kickstarter for drones, and then we've continued to sell them on our own website as well, pre-orders.
So people are pre-ordering them. When are you guys expecting delivery?
We're expecting later this year. Yep.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yep.
And so people will be able to, you'll fulfill all those orders and then continue to move forward with future sales.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, is there licenses or anything special you need in order to man one of these drones?
No, there's no licenses involved as compared to an aerial drone.
Yeah.
Typically the way I understand it is the aerial drones are potentially pretty dangerous for planes that are flying around. As far as this goes, it's a relatively new space, but there's also less danger involved of injuring people because you're not operating at the same level as a boat, and secondly, you know, it's not gonna hurt a boat as much as an aerial drone would hurt a plane.
Got it.
So no licensing issues right now that we're aware of.
You're aware of.
Yeah.
Awesome. So as far as you guys have three of you on the team, is that?
So we have three co-founders on the team, and then we also have kind of one and a half other members of our team back in the Grand Rapids area.
That's great. And you guys are spending your time between Detroit and Grand Rapids and growing the company Fathom.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, John's back and forth over in Grand Rapids. That's where we do a lot of our prototyping. So he's over there right now assembling some pre-production units that we're testing with a bunch of people in the community over in the Grand Rapids area. We took it to some local dive shops over there in Grand Rapids and getting a lot of hands on the product, getting a lot of feedback from people, yeah.
So far, have you guys found it? Is it individual kind of hobbyists that are looking because, hey, it'd be fun to have a drone? Or is there a commercial application you've seen interest yet? Or
a commercial one, is interesting. There are a lot of routes to go there. It's just very new in a commercial space from a commercial aspect, as compared to kind of old robots from oil and gas, really, really $100,000 units. Typically, when we're talking to people that have been interested, it's been boaters, fishermen, scuba divers. And they really just have a vested interest in being on the water, exploring the water, using it as an enhanced fish finder, inspecting a dive site before they go down, anything like that. Yeah.
Very cool. So for all of our fishermen out there listening, exactly. This is the new gadget they need for their bass boat, their fishing boat.
It's like a fish finder on steroids. Yeah.
I love it. Great. Well, Danny, thank you so much for joining us and sharing a little more about Fathom and your underwater drone.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're listening to Be Investable on the Michigan Business Network. My name is Michael Melfi.